Well, hello, gentlemen. Hell, it's another weekend, and that means, ooh, a little bit of beer for me. Now, as you know, I'm Canadian. I gave to the Freedom Convoy, you know, a little bit of few bucks here and there. First, I sent on the GoFundMe, but then they tried to take the money and give it to somewhere else. But eventually, they credited me back. Well, they had to, right? So then I sent it to GiveSendGo. But the Canadian government, Justin Trudeau, made it a criminal offence to send money to them, and they froze the account of GiveSendGo. So now GiveSendGo sent me an email saying that if they can't get the money to the truckers, they will refund the money. I guess you can't give to causes like freedom or something like that, especially in Canada, I guess. But this tells you all you need to know about the Canadian government of Justin Trudeau, doesn't it? I mean, he's trying to be a dictator, but he ain't got the balls. The government's also after the guns that Canada has. I mean, the people has. Because the people would be easier controlled if they didn't have guns. Only the government should have guns. The normal people around should just have sticks and stones. And I know they're trying that in America too. So places to avoid going to, I would say, is Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and unfortunately, most of America, except maybe Florida. Very nice place, Florida. Been there 3 times myself. And the trouble is that feminism or wokeness, whatever you want to call it, because they're both the same, is like a virus. You get enough femons into a company or a business of some sort, then they're loud and they try and change the business or whatever to something they want, not what the business was. And a very small minority agrees with it. Mostly everybody else just stops either shopping there or going there. Until eventually the business or company, whatever, starts losing money and eventually dies. Because sex sells, but femons don't. So do they try and change things when they see the sales are dropping or people are not coming there? Of course not. They double down. Because femons are always right. They can never be wrong. You'd have to live in the world of reality to realize you are wrong. So the place gets destroyed. So the femons have to go and find another host and start it all over again. They've done that with movies, with comedy, and also in the government as well. They've also destroyed the comic industry. And they've also destroyed a big swath of the video gaming industry. And I can't think of one thing that they've got into and made it better. Can you? Of course, one of the reasons why they have such power at the moment is because of weak men. Because if the man just turned around and said, no, or just said, shut the hell up, the femons wouldn't have any power at all. Their power all comes from the men. And, of course, a lot of the generation was brought up by just femons alone, so they're a bit simpy. But even they are waking up and realize that they're just being used. It seems not only is the modern femon absolutely useless to man, they are just destructive and toxic to everything else too, including themselves. The funny thing is if bad men come to take over the country, femons will cower behind a man somewhere. The femons won't stop until they've actually destroyed everything, including themselves. Well, it's one hell of a show, isn't it? It kinda makes you wonder why places like Saudi Arabia have different laws and regulations on femons. Maybe they know something we didn't. Femons are self-destructive creatures, and if anybody's near around them, they will get destroyed too. So stay away from them, guys. I'm sitting here having a beer and some munchies. Not a femon in sight. Oh yes, the media is still pushing the propaganda. When a femon has a few drinks and falls over in the street, she's just a little bit merry, that's all. And the pavement was uneven. But if it's a man or a male, a drunken, no-good-for-nothing person fell over in the street because he was so drunk. And you see that double standard all the time. Aren't you getting sick of it, guys? I know I am. Oh, yeah, guys, don't forget. I think it's next weekend. It's Mother's Day. We just had International Femon Day. Now it's Mother's Day. I can't wait. Should be a blast. You take it easy, guys, and just treat it like another day.